of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
It should be clear now that teaching American school kids that they are citizens of the world and we are now part of a global economy is a deceitful message. What the globalists want to do is to con us into a plan to add the poor countries of the world to our list of welfare handout recipients. The United Nations globalists gathered in Warsaw, Poland this fall for another conference to devise language to talk the United States into opening our treasury to the world. This gang of globalists used to spread scare talk about global warming, but when the globe stopped warming 16 years ago, they changed the language to calling it climate change. At their shindig last year in Doha, Qatar, Executive Secretary Christiana Figueres told the world that the real purpose of the UN Framework Convention on Climate Change is to bring about a complete transformation of the economic structure of the world. The most recent big climate news was Typhoon Hainan that struck the Philippines, but assessing liability is considered nearly impossible. Even the global warming advocates admit that it can take years for scientists to determine whether global warming contributed to that event or to increase its severity. This bunch is still licking its wounds about the refusal of the United States to ratify the Kyoto Protocol. They're now at work to replace the Kyoto Protocol with a new legally binding treaty. It is set for completion and signing in the year 2015 in Paris, France, and to go in effect in 2020. Of course, the United States is paying for all the ongoing UN shenanigans. We pay hundreds of millions of dollars a year in so-called dues, while at least two dozen of the 103 UN members pay only $1,000 in dues or less. Yet they enjoy the same voting privileges that we do.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Chances are you or someone you care about is unemployed or underemployed. At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we're weighing the causes and solutions of this national crisis. One thing is certain, more government spending is not the answer. Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your Pure Effect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Show, so glad you could join us tonight. We're going to take your calls this hour, 800-313-9443. Then next hour, we're going to go to our friend and colleague Mark Passio, who will be debuting his show, What on Earth is Happening, this Saturday in this exact time slot that we are in Monday through Friday right here on the Bob Tuscan Show at bobtuscan.com. That's B-O-B-T-U-S-K-I-N. Steve Starrs, of course, is riding shotgun with us. Hello, Steve.
Glad to be with you on a Friday night. Hope everybody's relaxing a little bit, but at the same time, keeping alert because that's what we're here to do. You know, during the break, I was talking with Manny, and we were just talking a little bit about some of the things that were going on. I saw a commercial last night during the Olympics. You know, my wife likes to watch the skating, and they had this wild and weird commercial. I don't know if any of the other listeners out there saw it, but it was a real spoof on the TSA. They had this gal who filled out jeans pretty nicely, of course, walk through the scanners. And then this black gal who's a TSA agent says, ooh, yeah, I got to scan this. You know what I mean? She goes over and starts doing this whole thing. You know, where'd you get those jeans? You know, and all this kind of stuff. And she's talking to this other guy who's behind the X-ray machine and everything like that. I mean, it really had overtones of, you know, the purveyance and the apparent interest of all of these TSA people. And it was really kind of a real... I'd say, you know, you could see very well that Old Navy, the company that put this out, had the idea that this is going to go viral because they know the younger audience is responding to things like the opposition that is growing among the public against TSA and some of their...
We should have used that for a Grope report, Steve. Wow.
Yeah, I know. We'll find it if we can. Yeah.
Hey, Steve, we got a ton of callers that I want to get to. Some have been waiting patiently. And we'll start with Bob in Las Vegas. Hello, Bob.
Hey, what up, Bob? Steve, how you guys doing?
Hey, how you doing, man?
Hey, Steve, apparently they repealed the propaganda law a couple years ago.
Yep, mm-hmm. They did. That's right.
Yep. But, so, yeah, they can... I think that's the reason that they're going to be having those people up in there.
Yeah, it's very likely because they're going to have to hire a whole lot of new news nannies, you know what I mean, to come in. Because the FCC has never really bothered people who are broadcasters. Their big problem is just obstructions, mostly with signals and unauthorized stuff and interference. I mean, they've been pretty good over the years as to leaving people alone. Unfortunately, though, as I pointed out, they really haven't taken the responsibility to hold these big corporations accountable to the lies and very bad and dangerous information they're disseminating. And that is illegal, you know. But go ahead. What were you referring to specifically, the Patriot Act or some of the other, you know, restrictions that have been put upon news media and authorized by federal government agencies to invaded? What was your specific reference there, Bob?
I believe it was last year. I don't know exactly what the act was, but if you start page it or whatever, Google it, United States legalizes propaganda. It's like first thing that pops up. Secondly, the fellow that we know as Barry Satoro, he allegedly has another name.
Yes.
Harrison J. Bonnell, B-O-U-N-E-L.
Bonnell.
Bonnell. Harrison, H-A-R-R-I-S-O-N, J. Bonnell, B-O-U-N-E-L.
Where does this one originate?
I've seen it on the internet somewhere. I was doing some research, and I came across that. Some bill collector was doing some research on him and found out that he went by another alias.
How many aliases and different names does this man have now? I mean, there was, of course, Satoru, we know that one. Obama is artificial. Now Bonnell, and then the other one that was the related to the Sabu cult, or what was it called out there? You saw that piece, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. He goes by many names. Emperor, dictator, king.
Yeah. Names that he should be taken. I mean, he should have a change of names to number 50147 Federal Prison or something like that, in my opinion, you know.
I'm with you on that one.
I don't understand how this can go on. And, you know, I really want to call my congressman and have talked to him. And I keep asking him, why is Obama still there? You know, he's a Republican, of course. And this guy's semi-rhino type. I don't really like my Republican congressman at all, because he keeps authorizing the Patriot Act. And I mean, he has stood up for a few things. He did oppose the NDAA and a few other things. He's kind of on, you know, he's like 50-50, wishy-washy. And having gotten involved in the Republican Party, man, he came out to these caucuses and he looked like Danny O'Day, in my opinion. Just a stuffed shirt, made up. I don't like the man at all. But I'd like to run against him for Congress if I had the time and money and I thought it would really pay off and do any good. But, you know, I ask these questions of all these Republicans. Well, what are you doing? What is the big question we ask Congress? Well, since Congress doesn't do anything, what should we do now? What would you – I mean, we have a criminal in the White House, an imposter. We have a whole criminal government here that's gone completely out of control, and you guys are completely derelict and inept at doing anything. So what would you recommend we do?
Wow, that's a good question. I don't have an answer for that one. I really don't. I wish I did, but I don't.
How's the politics out there? Aren't you in Nevada, Las Vegas, or where are you?
Yeah, I'm in Las Vegas. Yeah, well, I mean, it's Las Vegas. You know about our history and all that. So, I mean,
sure.
Imagine in Las Vegas, stays in Las Vegas, eh? Well, I mean, you guys heard of Harry Reid, right?
Oh, yeah, Harry Reid. Yes, sir.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Hey, Bob, yeah, thanks for the call, man. Always good to hear from you, brother.
Right on, guys. You have a good one.
All right, take care. Let's go to Maggie now. Hello, Maggie.
Taking my call, and hello to you and Steve. Can you hear me?
We sure can. What's on your mind?
Oh, a couple things. I want to first thank you for taking my call. Many, many years ago, back in the 90s, I had my eyes opened by all that's been going on. I was serving in the armed forces at the time, and John Stattmiller was the one that first brought me on radio. I was Maggie Rose. I had the Concord Hour and the New Concord Hour on Republic Radio International. And as a result of having my eyes opened and being educated, and I was a babe in the woods when it came to that, I found myself contacted by a Stephen Dunifer. Stephen Dunifer was the founder of Radio Free Berkeley in Berkeley, California, and he was putting up small radio stations, which the FCC thought were unlicensed micropower stations that they thought were a threat to the federal government. And he actually had a legal case that went against the FCC in the mid-90s, and he was acquitted of all charges, and it was a major victory for the micropower radio stations. He did for a while stop broadcasting, and he turned all his resources into developing new micropower technology and training activists in the use of pirate radio. They later on were replaced on the dial by Berkeley Liberation Radio, which has now been a target by the federal government. Stephen Dunifer is also the author of many books on the micropower movement, and he was a co-editor with Ron Sigalowski of Seizing the Airwaves, and he still is offering many radio broadcast kits and accessories. And I thought it was really fascinating that once he took off and people like John Stattmiller and others said, you know, you can't take our radio airwaves away from us. When I was broadcasting with John Stattmiller on shortwave and TV satellite dish, we were always under attack. But I would like to say there's some positive news that came out this week. Did you hear about the Ninth Circuit Court and their decision?
No, I didn't.
Okay, I just had this sent to me by some of my former military soldiers. They said that the decision rendered by the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals on February the 13th resulted in gasp of dismay from gun control advocates and cheers of delight from Second Amendment supporters. In writing for the 2-1 majority in the case of Peruta versus County of San Diego, Judge Darman O'Scallion, in a 70-page opinion, said, and I quote, Bob, "We are called upon to decide whether a responsible law-abiding citizen has a right under the Second Amendment to carry a firearm in public for self-defense."
That's good. Hey, you want? Can you hang on with us, Maggie?
The Bob Justin Show.
For thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural Silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically and is highly effective against bacterias, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural Silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cal mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right.
It's the future.
We do have open lines for tonight's show. 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443, Steve Starr, Shotgun with Bob Tuskin, and we will get back to Maggie, who's been on the line, and talk to her. Hi, Maggie, and then we're going to get to Fred coming up in a moment, and Bill, and anybody else who wants to join us tonight on the show. Of course, next hour we have Mark Passio, but Maggie, please do continue.
Yes, what I thought was fascinating is we all know that the Ninth Circuit Court is extremely liberal, and they've many times have attacked patriots like ourselves. So for this judge, Daramond O'Scallion, to come out with his 70-page opinion defending the Second Amendment rights for the Americans, and I quote what he said, "We are called upon to decide whether a responsible, law-abiding citizen has a right under the Second Amendment to carry a firearm in public for self-defense. Because the Second Amendment has always been an individual right to defend oneself, states may not destroy the right to bear arms in public under the guise of regulating it. At issue was the requirement, which was enforced by a San Diego County Sheriff, William Gore, that an applicant for a concealed weapons permit must demonstrate to him, the sheriff, quote, good moral character, must complete a specified training course, and establish to the sheriff sufficiently good cause for the sheriff to issue the permit. The judge noted, though, that the state law the sheriff was enforcing required him, the sheriff, to evaluate good cause on a case-by-case basis, looking particularly at situations related to personal protection. But that concern for one's personal safety alone was not considered good cause by the sheriff. So the judge went on in his analysis to basically state, I quote, the Second Amendment secures the right not only to keep and bear arms, but also to bear them, which is a verb key in this case. And the judge went on to state that the states had no right to regulate that people could not have the right to bear arms. And he concluded with saying that with Hellyer on the books and the Second Amendment's original meaning is now settled in at least two relevant respects, that the keeping and the bearing of arms is and has always been an individual right, and second, that right is and has always been ordained and oriented in the end of self-defense. So now we know, Bob and Steve, that what's going to happen is, even though that the Ninth Circuit Court judge has come down stating that they cannot take this right away from us, that our founding fathers knew what was good for us to defend ourselves against any future tyranny, we know now that people are going to try to take this to the Supreme Court. But it appears in this article that was written by Bob Adelman, I'll spell it, A-D-E-L-M-A-N-N, again, A-D-E-L-M-A-N-N. He's also published, I guess, in the American Free Press and numerous Washington, D.C. newspapers. The judge left open enough where when it goes forward to the Supreme Court, as it will be challenged, the Supreme Court will receive favorably the Ninth Circuit Court's judge's decision that we should continue to have the right to bear arms under the Second Amendment, and it should not be infringed on.
Excellent. Very good. And the Ninth Circuit is out there in California. This is the one that's been so liberal in some of these cases, right?
Yes, it covers California, Oregon, this, I think parts of the state of Washington and elsewhere. So it covers a large part of the Northwest.
Excellent. Well, that's very good news, then. I'm glad to hear that. You know, also you mentioned before that you've done broadcasts with people who are very interested in micro-broadcasting, small citizen, you know, these are non-licensed radio stations. And, of course, we'd always like to get in contact with people who want to come on the air and promote that. I think it's very good. I've worked with transmitters, friends, all the way up from the little FM stations and, you know, small micro-watt type stuff all the way up to 5 million watts UHF TV, you know.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, but I like those little stations. We have a handful of those people out there, and we know that a lot of our listeners are listening on micro stations right now. So if you want to get that individual, Maggie, in touch with us or come on with them, of course, because you have a lot of expertise in this area, and we are glad to have you on the show because you're an old RBN host. And you know, where you been, you know?
Oh, well, where I've been is, I got to be very honest with you, I have been continuing to serve in the armed forces in various different capacities, and I will be celebrating 40 years in the armed forces in June.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Actually, as a combat medic, as a licensed nurse, I've been able to educate my soldiers that when they are told to disobey an unlawful order, they are duty-bound to disobey that unlawful order and take it higher up. And many
Where
of them,
are all these soldiers, Maggie, disobeying these orders? I'd love to...
They are all out there, but they're doing it in such a parameters where they can fall right within in line of making sure that they protect our rights. They're the ones coming to us and saying, you know, when I retired recently, they came to many of us and said, look, We want you to know that when push comes to shove, we are not just all bravado. We are not just posturing. We will stand up and defend the citizenry. We will stand up for the Constitution, that nobody can tell us that the Constitution is a dead document and that it's a dinosaur. There are young soldiers and airmen and Marines out there that are standing for the Constitution of the United States, and they believe in it with all their heart and mind and body and soul. They are just waiting, as you said, wait on the wall until the time comes, and they'll come forward.
All right. Excellent. Well, I know you know about Stuart Rhodes, and of course, I know as you're retiring, I hope perhaps you'll get more time to do radio work, maybe talk a little bit about this a lot, because I am very strongly behind that whole movement. You know, I come from a military family. Luckily, I did not have to go into the services during the Vietnam War. I was late getting, you know, well, it was over by the time I was old enough. But the bottom line is that I appreciate all the people in our armed forces, and I know they're under a lot of obligations because you lay your life on the line to get in that kind of work and service. Obviously, you know, 40 years you've been doing it for. But I'm so impressed with the people who really do stand up, know the Constitution, want to really stand for this republic, and we'd be glad to have you and these people come back on any time and voice your opinions, your thoughts, your optimism, and, you know, point out the difficulties and obstacles you're facing.
Great. You're with us tonight, Maggie. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah, get with us again.
Okay, let's go in California. Hello, Fred.
Hey, Fred.
How do you follow something like that? Maggie, I just want to thank you very much for what you're doing here. You've made a tremendous commitment, and actually what I called up was something going to be a little bit different, and I want to say, Steve, I like listening to you as a talk show host, and I think that Bob brings that out in you, and then you two make a good combination. But I just want to say that, Steve, keep it up. You're very interesting. You have different perspectives on things that really catch my attention, and I'm not taking anything away from Bob, but I just, you know, but how do you follow Maggie? I mean, my gosh, she's indicative of the quality of calls that you get because of what you do. However, the top show host on this program, sorry to say, drop your egos on this one, but it's Bob's boy. And, you know, I listened to you, Bob, yesterday when you had your boy out there looking at the stars. And it just so happened that I was out on my deck doing the same thing. And, but anyway, I just want to say that, Steve, I really enjoy listening to you, and keep it up. And,
well, thanks, Fred. You know, actually, Bob is the one that got me on with him. This is, you know, this is his gig, and I'm here to help and assist because he's got the enthusiasm to make this thing happen. And really, the truth is, friends, he could use your help. I'm only here because I want to help him too. And, you know, Bob actually told me he was going to pay me a penny for every broadcast I contributed to. And he's still in debt to me for $6.47, Bob. And you know, so help Bob out. You can help me,
what
too.
What we talk about.
We're having fun, though. We are.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
All right, welcome back to the Bob Tuscan Show. We do have open lines if you would like to join us. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Hello, hello. All
right.
Fred
on there waiting for us?
Yeah, I'm there. I'm still here.
Hey, Fred.
Hey, thank you. Yeah, I think I've said enough, but when compliments are needed, you should give a compliment. So you guys deserve it. I don't give a lot of compliments out. I should do more, but that was the gist of why I called you. And then Maggie came on, and gosh, what a, you know, you guys are really warriors. I've been on, you know, like I said, I've been on talk shows for 20 years now. You're hanging your line out there in front of everybody. You're letting everybody know where you stand, and that takes a lot of courage. and the calls you get, those people that call in and take part, same way.
Like you.
But I won't do this again. But you guys are good. So.
Well, let us know when we mess up, too. You know, I mean, we, we're human, of course.
Calls,
the calls Bob does that all the time.
The calls that tell us we're all good suck.
Yeah.
As much as we appreciate it.
Yeah.
But
next,
I'd much
time,
rather.
Fred, you got to call up and criticize Bob. You know?
Yeah, criticize me. Please.
Not me, but Bob.
No, definitely Steve. And
okay,
me.
Well, you, sir. I'm not going to get off that easy. I'm going to introduce the word however.
However. Okay, yeah, there you go. That'll let us know what's coming.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, put those hats on. But anyway, thanks a lot, you guys. You got callers out there, possibly, and.
Millions of them.
Yeah,
thanks, yeah. Fred, and you take care of yourself, buddy. I know you're hurting a lot, and we appreciate you. We were keeping you in mind, man.
Yeah, no, when I listened to Bob, you know, with his boy out there the other night, hey, that brings it right down to why your guys are in doing this, and same here. And,
oh, so you heard that rant. I thought all the listeners tuned it out, but I thought I made some sense.
He has more wisdom than all of us combined.
I think so.
Because
there's something about that inner child, as I was saying, you know, that's so genuine.
It's so neat about having kids and children is, you know, you think you're teaching them something, but no, they're teaching you. They're keeping you grounded. And but anyway, that's enough for now. Thanks again. I enjoy listening to you.
All right, Fred. Thanks, buddy. Have a good weekend.
Okay, let's talk to Bill in Idaho now. Hi, Bill.
Yes, much the same. Bless you, gentlemen. Thanks so very much for standing in the breach. It was such an honor and great pleasure to hear Miss Maggie again and know that she's safe. She is quite the warrior. Individually, she and John Stapmiller darn near ran Hush Bimba, excuse me, out of the valley up in Montana, Kalispell, Montana. We had a micro, and we ran that micro 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with Republican Patriot Broadcasting. Individually, I would assume that she and he ultimately ran Rush Limbaugh literally off the air. Nobody was listening. They had to send in the FBI, the FCC, and the county sheriffs to threaten us out of the position and steal the radio. It was years ago, but the fact that she's still out there opposing evil as our Heavenly Father directed us and standing in the gap is quite extraordinary. Considering Mr. Hush Bimbaugh, that would not allow the mention of Trilateral any more than CFR years back, or KMOX, turned into KMOV in St. Louis. Not a word.
Absolutely. Yeah. And people don't know that about Rush Limbaugh. I mean, of course, he does bring up some good conservative points, but the bottom line is he will not divulge any information about the CFR, the Council on Foreign Relations, Trilateral Commission. He won't go any deeper than just Republican politics, and that's all he is a Republican spokesman. And so, unfortunately, friends, you know, you're not going to get much of the truth from him. There's going to be a gatekeeping process, and you will not hear about chemtrails or 9/11 or the financial meltdown or the backgrounds of the Bushes and their crime family. You won't hear that from Rush Limbaugh. And you're absolutely right, Bill. You know, I mean, this is the kind of stuff. You know, I'm so disappointed with so many conservatives who think they're being informed by Fox News when they don't get anywhere near the whole truth. Isn't that correct?
Itching ears. But it's Steve, because of you and your host there, that the message is still out there, and all of Republic Broadcasting. We owe you, John Stapmiller, Miss Sandy, the entire engineering team, especially one that's standing duty right now. My micro right here broadcasts almost exclusively, other than the law, your broadcast. But I would mention it is these pastors, these ministers, these rabbis, the sleeping dogs that refuse to bark, that is ultimately the issue. I was absolutely amazed that Rush Limbaugh would give a slight tip of the hat. I would assume that he's finally gotten wind of what went on in Darfur any more than what went on in India and Pakistan and their travails 15, 20 years ago now. But freedombaptist.org, I wish, Steve, that you guys would interview freedombaptist.org, Pastor Joe E. Foss, F-O-S-S. Maybe, possibly, you and Miss Maggie sometime be able to, only by virtue of the fact that he tells who ultimately, much like Dr. Day did with Deanna the other day, who ultimately has reinterpreted and misinterpreted and mistranslated the Bible and the true intent of our Heavenly Father. And I just close with a website, info at preservethereligiousfreedom.org. I think it's the key, only by virtue of the fact that Rush Limbaugh, whether commercially and or whatever, considering Operation Pegasus is in full tilt presently, realize any more than that judge over there at the Ninth Circuit that their heads are on the chopping line, too. Bless you both.
Right on. Yeah, like Judge John Rawl, who was shot down in the Gabby Giffords shooting.
Yes.
You're quite aware of that, I'm sure, Bill. Absolutely.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, they're taking out people who withstand, and that's the whole idea of a lot of these laws. We wonder, well, you know, I mean, look at the H1N1 vaccination. I think that only served as to find the people who were legitimate in the medical health industry who were protesting that kind of stuff to eliminate them, downsize them, and move them out. I don't know if that was ever intended to be anything along the lines of a massive flu vaccination or possibly even a double-blind placebo experiment of some kind, but they certainly found out who was not going to toe the line, and they can then find ways to get rid of these people, and that's the way they operate. They launch some trial balloon like this FCC thing, of course, you know, and now already you have the directors and former people with the FCC saying this is completely out of control and out of line. Well, they're out of office in some cases, but look at the new people that are in there, and anybody who objects becomes a target, as you said, Bill.
Exactly. I would only thank you both for doing this and reminding us that little youngest toother broadcaster and what the real issue is. We're supposed to pass on something better to our posterity, no matter how difficult, how long, and how arduous the task. And standing and occupying against pure evil, I see, is exactly what you gentlemen in Republic are doing. I hope everybody, the newer listeners especially, that can, will donate. Bless you guys. Take care.
Appreciate it, Bill.
Thank you, Bill, so much. Appreciate that.
And
if you want to donate to help out the show, please do go to the website, bobtuskin.com, T-U-S-K-I-N.com. And on the right-hand side of the page, you'll see a donation button, a little green button. We have tons of news there. We post daily. I write original articles, and I have a cornucopia, a plethora of video pics every day, YouTube videos.
Yep.
You know, not your lamestream media videos, but YouTube videos, so check that out. All right, we'll come back for one final segment for this hour. Then next hour, we'll get Mark Passio on to preview his show coming up Saturday in this same time slot. It's the Bob Tuskin Show, 800-313-9443 if you want to join us.
Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you,
If you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aran. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aran process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steenblok has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steenblok and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steenblok is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
It's the Bob Tuscan Show. Check out our website, bobtuscan.com, T-U-S-K-I-N. We got David in Arkansas on the line. Good to hear from you, David. How are you, man?
Guys doing? Obviously, rumors of my demise have been greatly exaggerated. I've just been very busy working on my station, getting to the point where we've got every single band, we've got our communication protocols in place for an emergency and, grid failure and all of that, where we can talk to each other and continue to operate and help each other. And it's a very important thing, and we've talked about that before in great length on this show. I heard you guys talking about the Funny Candy Company, and that's what kind of spurred me on to call in. And then I heard what Maggie was talking about, and it said, that's awesome news. And we've got to remember that we don't often get to hear about all the good news, about all the good things that are happening. And she's absolutely right about a vast majority of our servicemen and women out there. They will definitely be on our side when all the stuff starts to fall apart. We spent a lot of time, years and years, on militia radio talking to these type of folks, and that just confirms what we already know. The government doesn't want us to know that. It's a war of perception, and we are on the front line of that, and we have to do what we can to start sharing some of this good news, because we can't have people getting apathetic on us, thinking, there's nothing we can do, there's nothing we can do. Well, we have a government that, you know, preys on us through fear and intimidation and all of this stuff, and they rely on us to comply, to go along with it. And when we say enough is enough and we don't go along with it anymore, that's when it starts falling apart on them. Why should we be afraid of a government that can't even make a website work? I mean, you know, come on, guys. Really? But back to the funny candy company. That is absolutely disgusting, you know, that they're sticking agents in there to try to basically censor and control communication to make sure that nothing but the official story ever gets you know, uttered out there in the world. It's not going to work. It's going to fall apart. It's already not working. The independent media has gotten so much more of a market share than it has in the past. It's crazy what you guys have been able to accomplish, because I can see all of that information that you guys have been disseminating, filtering back through all sorts of conversations I'm having all over every single band on amateur radio. People are talking about this stuff. People know about this stuff. They're no longer buying the, you know, corporate Fox News and NBC and CNN and all that stuff. They know. They absolutely know that they're doing nothing but be lying through their teeth on that. And I definitely agree with what you said, Steve. The airwaves do belong to the people. Right. Absolutely.
Yeah, they do. I'm really interested in your operation, just from the standpoint of what you guys are doing, David. Give us a little bit of a, you know, a spectrum of what you've put together, so anybody else out there might be interested, you know, in doing the same thing would know how to do it.
Okay, well, fantastic. Well, you can always go to my website, w5mz.com. I don't have a whole lot of information on there about this yet, because I've been working on perfecting the station. What we have basically is the ability to get on the air from the top of the AM broadcast band all the way up into UHF. And depending on the frequencies is really kind of the use for them. The lower frequencies, like above the AM broadcast band and the, what they call short waves, they're actually quite long waves actually, they tend to have what they call skywave propagation, and they can go far and wide.
Yes, again.
All over the world, and we spend a lot of time talking on that. And we have different stations that we are coordinating with all over the country, all over the world, that when stuff starts going wonky, you know, hey, we know who we can get a hold of, and then they can get a hold of people on the bands like VHF and UHF, a little bit more local and a little bit more reliable locally. One of my cohorts that I've been working with, we have established basically every single band that we can talk on back and forth. So, you know, no matter what happens, we're going to find a way to talk. We've got extra radios. We've got redundancy, you know, because we don't know what's going to happen. You know, there's the specter of the EMP and all that. I think that's a little bit overblown. Right. But if you have all this stuff hooked up to antennas and stuff like that, the long wires are going to potentially get zapped. So it's kind of useful to have emergency power and to be able to start, you know, throwing these, you know, backup pieces of equipment back on the air, because it is vital that we continue to communicate with each other, because as long as we can stay in touch with each other, coordinate with each other, we can get through anything. When they cut us off, when we can no longer talk to one another, we are isolated, we are islands, we are a lot stronger together than we are apart.
Right on, man. That's really good stuff, and I'm very strongly interested in that and wanting to promote it, of course. And go. You said your website real quick. Let me write that down. What was it again, David? I didn't catch it.
W5MZ.com. That's Whiskey5LikeZulu.com. It's about amateur radio and some of the things that we're doing. It hasn't been updated a whole lot here in the past couple of months because I've just been busy working on my equipment, working on my antennas. I do have a nice little picture up of the nice global warming that hit us with all the icicles on our antennas. We definitely published have been paying our carbon tax because it's been a little too cold for us here in the South. But, you know, that's, you know, a story for another time.
Well, it's excellent because you're doing the right thing. I do believe that we're going to need our own communication system very soon, especially if the FCC does get involved in these newsrooms. And the good part about all this, of course, that even the mainstream doesn't like it. And, you know, people have said, well, what about the NSA spying? Well, when they spied on AP, they really started to turn the trend of the news media, which has been supportive of everything they've done. So all this demonic activity that's been, you know, propagated through the news media, you know, people in the mainstream are actually tired of it now, too. And that's a good part of it. But if they shut things down, we've got to have our own communications. And that's why I'm very strong in believing in these micro broadcasters, you know, podcasting, CB radios, UHF, VHF, up and down the bands, and even shortwave if you can do it, you know. I mean, it's just exciting to me to think that we have our own communication system that is not reliant on the mainstream corporations to, you know, to feed us information. And this is where we're going to make it the difference, because when we can talk about what's really going on, as you know, we can stay in touch, we can make a difference.
Oh, absolutely correct. And we even have digital modes where we can link our computers up without having to have the internet anymore. So, you know, we've actually made a lot of strides on that. There are so many different ways of doing that. Now, in the URLI disaster, that's probably going to be about the last mode of communication you're going to be worried about, because people are just going to want to be able to talk to each other and not coordinate, save lives, that kind of stuff. But, no, you're absolutely right, and that's why we're doing what we're doing here. And we're trying to educate people. We're trying to, you know, get people interested in amateur radio hobby. Yes, you have to have an FCC license, and I don't necessarily totally agree with that, but hey, you know, the thing to do with that is to go ahead and play along, because, you know, you can interface with the amateur radio community and all the other operators out there. When you start to get to know these people and they get to know you and you're checking in on the emergency nets, they know who you are. So, you know, when you have an emergency, you pop in there, they're like, oh, yeah, I know who you are. I'll help you out. You know, it's a community, and community is absolutely the key behind all of this.
What's the power rating on all these, David? I mean, why do you have to have a license, and what concerning which area of the bandwidth is it, and what are the regulations and limitations of power and all that?
Okay, well, the amateur radio service can go up to 1,500 watts with a couple of exceptions. The 60-meter band, you only have 100 watts, and there's another one, I think, that you only have 200, but most of them you can do 1,500 watts, and that's more than enough. Some people run that much, but it's not necessary. We have a whole bunch of different bands, you know, 1.8 to 2 megahertz, 3.5 to 4 megahertz, 7 to 7.3 megahertz, you know, a little tiny segment in 10 megahertz for data and, you know, the radio teletype and that stuff. You've got 14 to 14.350. We have a lot of bandwidth that we have available to us as amateur radio operators, probably more than just about any service out there. And depending on where you're trying to communicate to, what the time of day is, you know, what the solar weather is doing, is what band you end up selecting to try to contact your target region. It's a kind of an interesting thing because, you know, they have contests. You know, which seems like such a trivial, non-important thing to do, but it really does give people a lot of practice making what we call QSOs, you know, contacts over wide areas. And when you do that for a while, you start to get pretty familiar with who you're going to be able to talk to and what time of the day on what band. And when all of the other grid goes down, and it does, even in a small disaster, everybody gets on the phone, boom, instant gridlock, because it's all value engineered. They're not, you know, capable of getting everybody on the phone at the same time. There's only so much bandwidth that everybody has to share. And whenever we've had big disasters, boom, instant gridlock, nobody can talk. When we have hurricanes, boom, it goes in, nobody can talk.
Right on. And that's where you guys come in handy, and that's where the real people, you know, who are prepared. This is about preparation, friends, the same stuff. And you guys are ready, you know.